Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the last broadcast of 2017. What a year it has been for our goofy little show. We have had so much fun. Last week, all I can say is I apologize. So, you know, it was our Christmas crap extravaganza show. And, well, once again, we pushed the envelope about as far as you can go. But we had fun doing it. So that's all that matters, right? So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, not just reflecting on a crazy year, but also looking forward to the future. And I can't think of a better person to kick off today's broadcast with than my friend from across the pond, Roz. How are you, Roz?
Hello, Greg. I'm full of Christmas spirit. How are you?
Yes. Well, it kind of bleeds over all the way over to the first. By the way, you're going to watch the balls drop? And by the way, I'm talking about New Year's Eve, not any other kind of innuendo kind of thing, just so we're clear.
I'm going to listen to the bells ring in the new year.
Okay. That even sounds more appropriate. All right. Good. So, it's been a crazy year. You would agree with me as far as 2017. I mean, it was our 20-year anniversary. I mean, for you, was it kind of nutty or what, Roz?
It's been a bittersweet year.
Yeah.
There have been some good highlights. I made it over to Vancouver and I spent some time at the Simon Fraser University, and they've got a really cool research pot there. And I was able to do, it's first time I've ever done a proper wet dive, in a chamber, and we were doing some research into the heart, which I think is going to be published next year.
No, wait. You did a proper wet dive in a chamber.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What is that supposed to mean? Because I could read so much into that, it's scary.
Right, so basically, I was put in a dry suit.
Yeah.
And I got into a flooded chamber, and we had a diver that's called a subject. When you're doing research, you always call the people you're doing research on subjects.
Okay.
So we had a subject in the water, and he was lying flat in the water holding onto a bar, and he was exercising, and it was pretty cold water from memory. It was about, I think it was about 10 degrees centigrade, so that would be about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And the chamber was put under pressure, and we dived, I think, to about 40, 50 metres, which would be, 50 metres is going to be...
Well, 150 feet, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. About that.
The chamber was put under pressure, so it got very warm in the chamber by the time we got to depth, and he was exercising. I was basically making sure he was safe and talking to topside.
All right, so in a chamber, he's underwater and you're above water?
Yeah, I was stood in the water, so I was in water but was up to my, probably up to my, just below my chin.
Mm-hmm.
In the water.
Okay.
And so I could talk to topside through a microphone because I could keep the comms dry.
Right.
And I could put my head in the water and look at him and check that he was fine. And we also were kind of communicating through touch and stuff. Mm. So he could tell me if he had problems with his ears. I could let topside know and we'd freeze the dive.
Okay. And you did this for what reason? What were you trying to prove or do?
It's research into the heart.
Into the heart. Diving. Okay. Got it. All right. Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard of a chamber dive underwater like that, or a wet chamber dive. But now we know. Maybe a few other people learned this too. I don't know.
Fantastic, Greg. So it was hot when we were down there. And then as soon as they started decompressing, of course, you get a temperature change. And this big fog bank rolled in and it got really chilly underwater as we were coming up. And
Weird when you're in a chamber. I've had this happen. I did a dry chamber dive. But when we came back up, yeah, they said, hey, it could fog up. And sure enough, it's like it's kind of weird and foreboding inside there. And, it, you know, it's like a weird, steam fog kind of thing that, develops, but it's cold and cool. And so that's what happened. And so you did this. And I mean, you can't really say what you guys learned, but it was data you were collecting for an article that's going to come out this next year. Is that the deal?
It was data for because Sherry Ferguson's doing some research up at Simon Fraser University, and she is busy writing this up for her master's. So that's going to be coming out next year.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It'll be interesting to see what her research says.
Yes, definitely. But I mean, you know, but you can't say. Is that what you're kind of alluding to? Or no?
I don't know.
You don't know either. You were just one of the subjects.
I was one of attenders for a subject.
Attender,
yes.
For a subject. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, that sounds kind of cool to be a part of that. So that was one highlight of 2017 for Roz from the UK. Any others that cross your mind that you'd like to get to share with the world?
Normandy. And Susan B. Anthony.
Yes. The wreck that you dove. Yeah. Called Susan B. Anthony. So that was this was the first time you dove that area, or what?
Yeah, so I've been wanting to dive Normandy for 20 odd years, and I finally got to manage to dive. I wanted to dive off MV Salute, and I wanted to dive Normandy, and I finally managed to do both.
We
got to dive this awesome wreck called Susan B. Anthony, named after an American, actually. She was born into the Quaker family in about 1820, and she did a lot to help abolish slavery, and she did a lot to help get women the vote as well.
Yes, yeah, she has all kinds of things she's done over here. She's fairly popular in the U.S. I'm hip.
So in 1930, a turboelectric ocean liner was built and named after her. And it was used as a U.S. Navy transport ship. Mm-hmm. And she got sunk off Normandy by a mine on the 7th of June in 1944. And she was so good, we dived her twice. And she's enormous. She had big winches on her. The visibility was amazing. The life on her was incredible. There were big guns. There was quite a lot of fish life around her. She was an extraordinary wreck to dive. And I'd go back and dive her in a heartbeat again.
Yeah,
she
how
was
deep?
So big, but she's very shallow. She's only about 30, 40 meters.
Okay.
So that's so. What, 120 feet roughly.
Okay. All right. So you did that, and the water temp is cold, just like the chamber. Was it in the 50 degree range, you figure?
Oh, it was quite warm. It was about 16 degrees. So 50. Yeah,
wait. 16 degrees Celsius, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's what is that? I don't know. Do the math. Come on, you're the genius of this team.
60 degrees
okay.
Fahrenheit-ish.
Freezing. It's freezing. It's friggin' cold is what you're saying. So you were dry.
No,
you were you weren't diving a wetsuit. Come on, don't lie to me.
I would never dive it in a wetsuit, Greg.
Well, I'm hip. So that means it's too friggin' cold.
No, it means I got to wear my gorgeous, lovely, snuggly 03 dry suit.
Oh, okay.
Which kept me
I gotcha.
Perfectly warm and protected.
Oh, so under your dry suit shell, you're wearing snuggy?
That is your dry suit.
you have an insulated dry suit.
Neoprene one.
Okay. Well, have you ever thought about getting one of those shell-type dry suits and just wearing a snuggy under it?
I've dived
the bunny ears,
membrane dry suits for 16 years, and I've switched to neoprene.
Okay. So
because it's warmer.
The answer is no. Do they even have Snuggies there in the UK? Do you even know what I'm talking about? You didn't get one for Christmas?
We have amazing underwear here. I mean, Fourth Element does the most amazing thermal underwear you could ever want to wear.
Okay. Well, I didn't know we were going to devolve into talking about underwear, but here we are. You know, at the end of the year. So, you know, what are you going to do? But, all right, so you're going to stick to your dry suit dive stuff, though. Yeah, I mean, even though you don't consider 60 degrees cold, you would never flip over and start diving a wetsuit.
Not at that temperature, no.
What is your crossover temp, you figure?
25 degrees centigrade,
which is once again Fahrenheit.
That 70, would be, hang on, double it in the 30. So 25, 50, about 80 degrees centigrade.
Okay, you're in
80 degrees Fahrenheit. Sorry,
you sound like a warm water wuss to me because that's about what it is for me too. If it's 80, I'm not going to even wear a wetsuit. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, dry suit.
No, I'm not going to wear a dry suit at 80 degrees. No, I mean that's board shorts and a t-shirt weather type.
No,
diving.
It's a wetsuit for me.
Still wetsuit, a 3 mil, a 3
so
mil.
Yeah, board shorts for me and a t-shirt is going to be about 30 degrees.
All right, so you're going to push it up to about 85 or so. Okay.
So 30, 60.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, we're trying to find some common ground here. So when me and Roz dive together, we can wear the same thermal protection. I don't know why we need to know that, but here we are. And that's what we'll do with it. All right, we got more coming up with Roz from the UK next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm sorry I ruined your New Year's Eve party, Lieutenant Dan.
And there we stood on New Year's Eve with my fingers running through.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the final broadcast of 2017. And despite your best efforts and ours, we'll be back for a new one next year. So I don't know how it happens, but they allow us to keep doing this goofy little show devoted to diving week in and week out. But we're making the best of our last broadcast of 2017 with Roz from the UK, reflecting on some of the highlights from her diving adventures. One of them was diving the Susan B. Anthony wreck there in Normandy, or acting as a tender for a subject in a study in a wet chamber dive. They're both cool things. And, and then we found out more than we probably needed to know about her thermal protection and what she wears. Under a dry suit. But hey, that's good. I love it. Is there anything else? Well, I know you had told me before we started the show, you said, hey, one of my big highlights was diving in Egypt or something. Is that right?
Yes. So this was we were sworn to secrecy. We did. I was asked to join in a film shoot in Egypt, and it's for a Hollywood blockbuster that's going to be coming out next year.
Really? And,
yes.
And so yeah, I'm bringing it up, and you're like, Greg, we're not supposed to talk about this. Is that what you're saying to me right now?
I can't tell you anything about it yet.
Well, that's kind of cool. So you were pretty excited to be a part of that. And when, I don't know, when it comes out or when it is officially announced, then you'll be able to share it with the world. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. But I can tell you who the team was who worked on it.
Yeah.
They came from South Africa, and they were headed up by a guy called Jason, who runs something called the Frog Squad. And they are a specialist company that deals with media and film work and filming underwater and providing stunt divers. Mm. And Jason and his team were pretty extraordinary as to what they did and what they got up to and what they achieved on this.
Yeah.
So it was mega cool being able to work with those guys.
Yeah. So you were a, what did you say, a frog what?
Well, the company was called Frog Squad, and
Frog Squad.
I was an extra.
Yeah.
But the Frog Squad put together, you know, they did a very good job doing the underwater work on this film.
Very cool. I was an extra or a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3. So what you're telling me is that you are an underwater extra in the Frog Squad. So
alongside the Frog Squad,
uh-huh,
and for this film coming out next year. And I'll be able to tell you the name of it soon.
Hmm. Big deal, though, huh?
It was a big deal. It
okay.
was a lot of fun. We got up to a lot of mischief underwater.
Well, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear all about that in the coming year. And, I mean, let's look forward to some other stuff. I mean, you're always looking ahead just like me. I'm always thinking, hey, you know, where am I gonna go dive next? I got some plans, and we'll share those a little bit later on in the show and next week for sure. But what about you? What do you got on the agenda for 2018, Roz?
Something immensely pressing at the moment is I'm just putting the final touches to a letter to send it in to Dan, because they have the 2018 Dan Rolex Dive of the Year Award, and the deadline is tomorrow night, Greg.
Ah, okay.
Do you have some
people you want to get in under the gun that you can nominate, or what?
Yeah, basically, if anybody knows somebody who they feel has made a significant contribution to dive safety or the Dan mission in the past year,
yeah,
they should write in and submit this to the Divers Alert Network in Durham.
I nominate Roz from the UK. Do you already have a Rolex?
No.
Yeah, you have one. Or, you know, you need one.
I'd love a Rolex, but honestly, there's far more deserving people who've done so much for safety, dive safety out there.
Wow.
So you've got 24 hours, guys, to get scribbling and get that in.
Okay.
So once I finish my letter, I'll get that in. And then I'm off to Germany soon because it's the Boots Show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now, it's funny. When I was in Curacao a couple weeks ago, they were talking about going to the Boots Show. But, you know, I heard some of them call it the Boat Show. So
yes.
So what is the deal there? Is it like tomato tomato, or is it boot, or is it boat show?
Boot is German for boat.
Right. So they're just giving the translation. Is that what they're doing? Because it's B-O-O-T, and I've always called it the Boot Show. But yeah, I mean,
so we call it the Boot Show because it's the boat show in Germany, and it's in Düsseldorf.
Uh-huh.
But some people might call it the Boat Show, and actually there's a couple. You know, there's the Boat Show in London, there's the one in Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
But if you ever hear us talking about boot, it's the show in Düsseldorf, and it's massive, Greg. I mean, it makes Dima look tiny.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, there's a dive section of the Boot Show in Germany, and then they have a boat show, and then they have like a sporting goods area, and I mean, it's crazy. It's like a massive sports phenomenon type of thing. I mean, this is a massive, massive event. It's not just a dive
show. It's everything from stand-up paddleboarding to kayaks,
yeah,
to coracles, to canal boats, to yachts that the oligarchs use,
right,
and ROVs, and the environment, and clothing, and diving, and it's anything to do with the water, and it's an amazing, amazing event to attend. And we often get new product unveiled out there. So I'm quite excited to see what might be coming out in January.
Well, you know, it's been on my list to go out to that show for many years, and I just haven't pulled it off. It's at the end of January.
20th.
Yeah.
For 10 days, Greg.
You for have 10 full days. It's the longest show I've ever heard of. I mean, I can't imagine being there for 10 days. I mean, I hear, you know, it's quite a slog for the exhibitors to do a show that long. But I'd love to go out there for a few days. I've never even been to Germany. The only thing, the closest I've come is like watching the Harry Potter films. You hear what I'm saying? And that doesn't really that doesn't count.
It's quite cold. Yeah. Everybody's very helpful and friendly. The beer, the steins are very good.
Right. I hear about the beer, yes.
Hospitality is warm. You'll have a fantastic time if you came across Greg.
Yeah, I guess actually it wouldn't be the Harry Potter. Sound of Music, is that Germany? No, that's Switzerland. So I don't know.
It's Austria.
Yeah. What movie would make sense for Germany? I don't know. Year Without a Santa Claus? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's a cool show. So there's some products that are making their debut or that you've heard are going to make a splash there at the boot show in Germany. And you can give us a little preview, maybe? Is that what you're saying, Roz? Well,
I know Fourth Element will be over there, and they'll be showcasing their new Xerotherm. It's made out of 80% recycled materials.
Nice.
And that's made out of ghost fishing nets. So it's next but come out the sea. So I know they'll be showcasing that in Europe.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, hold on. I think she has a couple more. We'll get those out here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. It's Roz from the UK.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Roz from the UK helping me out with the last show of 2017. She's looking forward to the boot show in Germany at the end of January here. And you know, big event, 10 full days, massive consumer show. I mean, this isn't just a trade show, but it's like this is probably the biggest thing outside of the U.S. as far as water sports and stuff. Right. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you gave us a little preview, say, Fourth Element's coming out with a wetsuit. It's like 80% made out of gill fishing nets, which is kind of cool. Help save the planet kind of stuff. And what else are you looking forward to as far as seeing things at the show, you think?
Well, it's going to be good to go and catch up with friends and colleagues like Dive Point Red Sea. I know that they're going to be exhibiting over there. We dive with them briefly just before the shoot, the film shoot in the Red Sea.
Uh-huh.
And I saw them briefly at DEMA, and they told me that they replaced their plastic bottles with a water fountain on the boats.
Very
and they
good.
Significantly reduced their plastic.
Yeah, a lot of folks are doing that. I mean, all the operators in Curacao a couple of weeks ago, a lot of them had plastic cups on their dive boats. They didn't have any, styrofoam or anything, and they put their names on the plastic cups when you get on board, and you would use that for the day. So, I mean, they're really, making a concerted effort to limit on the plastics and stuff like that. That's good stuff. So, you like, by the way, the Curacao people, they're going to be there at the boot show. You'll have to go say hi to them for me, okay, Roz?
We'll go and do that for you, Greg.
Yeah,
so, I think 2018, we're going to see a major epic sea change to do with plastic in the diving industry. I think we're going to see companies actually changing how they're packaging. So, they're no longer packaging in plastic. You've got the likes of Dive Sanger. They're producing a little bag which is the size of a carrier bag, but it can be folded up and put in your rucksack or your computer bag. Paddy have bought out some cutlery that you can travel with, that you can use. So I can see that lots of companies are bringing out these environmental measures, which I think is going to be pretty cool.
Well, Roz, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We will catch up with you again next year.
See you next year, Greg.
All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I oughter. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day.
Well, you got a couple more days to get to New Year's Day, but it's close enough for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. We are celebrating the end of 2017 in style, and it would not be complete if I didn't at least check in with the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, who is on the line with me right now. Neil, happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. I hope you had a great Christmas. I had an amazing one.
Yes. Well, I definitely did. You know, the entire year has been quite special. I mean, it was Scuba Radio's 20-year anniversary. I mean, there's so much to look back on very fondly. It's going to be a one to remember. And definitely a rebound year for me, because the year before was when I had like open heart surgery, and that was a bummer. So this was definitely a good year for me. But I think that would apply to the entire dive industry. Are you with me on that or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I felt a lot of positive energy. I mean, certainly from a personal standpoint, my business was amazing for 17, and 18's looking even that much better. So, I'm very, very optimistic. And it's been a few years of pretty flat business and not a lot of enthusiasm, but I see enthusiasm from all the stakeholders, you know, the manufacturers and the retailers and the travel industry, the certified agencies. Everybody is kind of optimistic, I think, of the future.
Yes. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see what, you know, the new year holds. But this has been a good year. I mean, all the dive shows were showing increases in numbers and attendance and business. People are traveling more, and I mean, you definitely feel it throughout the industry. Now, did it explode? I wouldn't go that far, no. But it definitely was going in the right direction. And who knows, maybe with this new tax thing that's going on right now, people are going to have a lot more money, and they're going to want to spend it on diving. That's what we hope, right?
Hey, listen, our survival is disposable income. And if people got more money in their paychecks and unemployment continues to go down and people start getting raises, it's gonna rise all the boats, and I think we're gonna have an amazing year. I mean, our advanced bookings now are probably the best they've been in 10 years, really, for advanced bookings. So now I'm very excited.
Yes. Well, you know, we got stuff for people to spend their money on, and that's diving. You know, that's one of the first things that go when you got to cut the budget. Like, I guess I'm going to be one less dive trip. But, you know, when the money starts flowing again, you got to have something to spend it on. You might as well spend it on the thing you love most. And, of course, you know, if you're a diver, scuba is right up in there. So I think that will, you know, lend itself to help the industry overall and stuff, too. Yeah.
You know, actually contrary as far as diving is kind of unique, because people will pass on that cruise if business is a little slower, money's a little tight, or that leisure travel vacation. But we've always been blessed because people are so passionate about their sport. They'll max out that credit card for that dive trip when normally they wouldn't for just a leisure travel vacation. They may not go as far or stay as long, but they still go diving.
Yeah, they find a way. They find a way to get that fix. For sure. But like I said, but you know, you got to tighten budgets sometimes. But like I said, people are starting to loosen up in that regard. And I think that's only going to lend itself to help the industry overall, because more money means more innovation, more products available. You know, more people will be putting it out there for you to try this place, that place, as far as places to go and stuff. And you know, hopefully it'll lend itself to more innovation on the equipment side as well, because it'll just, if there are more dollars, there'll be more competition for them. At least that's the way I'm hoping things progress throughout the year. But like I said, the last year, I think, has been really good. You know, you've been getting a good vibe from the dive shows. Scuba Show in particular was really strong. DEMA was great in Orlando. Beneath the Sea was good. And you know, I think there's no doubt these are all three should do better even next year. So we will have to wait and see. But let's talk about what you have, because you have one of the hottest products in the diving world right now, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. Am I right?
Oh, my goodness, yes, man. And I tell you what, this has been the December to remember weather-wise. It has been the last couple of weeks. December can be iffy. You know, the cold fronts start pushing through by this time of year. That's our bad wind, the west wind. But it's been flat to one-foot seas for the last 10 or 12 days, and we've been running you know, the hammerhead trips every day, and they started coming in earlier, and they seem to be staying later, and people are having amazing experiences. I mean, it's you're talking about the goose that laid the golden egg. Those hammerheads are like my new best friends.
Yes, well, it's hammerhead season in Bimini, in the Bahamas right now. Yeah, and so they're coming earlier, they're leaving later, kind of like the tourists are right now, right?
That's it. I'm offering them anything they want. You know, four OKs. give me whatever menu you want, and I'll fly it in. Just you know, come a little earlier, stay a little longer, and I'll take care of you.
Well, exactly. Okay, you're talking about the sharks, not the divers, or both.
Both.
Both. Okay. All right. Both. Well, yeah, they definitely take care of them over there in Bimini. Yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, as far as people wanting to take advantage of hammerhead season, though, I mean, it's kind of tough. Are you guys filled up, or are there still a spot here and there where people could snag one?
We added a second boat this year, so we're running a second boat. So we it opened some spaces for us, and even though we get some big groups, you know, still there's holes in there that we can accommodate. You know, twosies and threesies, mm-hmm. and a lot of groups will come in, but they don't want to do like 6 days of hammerhead dives,
right?
So they'll do 2 or 3 days of hammerhead dives, and then 3 days of the other incredible stuff we have. You know, the Caribbean reef shark dives, and the bulldog shark dives, and the dolphin safaris, and the great reefs, and all of that. Mm-hmm. So we can stagger groups as well. You know.
So you can accommodate folks if they want to take advantage of the season right now and work in a hammerhead thing. They might be able to do it. All you got to do is contact Neil Watson Undersea Adventures, right? Or neilwatson.com. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And you will hook them up. And
Stuart Cove and I was talking yesterday, and we mentioned that, you know, our offices, they'll look at the calendar and say, no, I'm sorry, they're sold out. You call Stuart or me, we've never been sold out.
Okay. You'll find a way to wedge them in somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Years of being in the business, they know how to make the magic happen.
Absolutely.
But yeah, okay. Well, and as far as some of the other dives, like I said, the hammerhead seems to get all the attention because it's such a hot topic right now, or a great opportunity to get up and close to these literally 12-foot-long great hammerhead sharks, which is insane. But you got this bull shark thing right there at the dock or something. That's nutty.
Yeah, that's the dock. And like I say, our Caribbean reef shark dive is great. And like I say, Bimini is one of the few places that you can go on an afternoon trip and interact, you know, with the wild dolphins, the ponds of spotted dolphins, which absolutely is still a thrill for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that we have to be careful of in the Bahamas is we put so much emphasis on our shark experiences, which are absolutely amazing. And if you want to see sharks, the Bahamas is where you go. But we also don't want to create that perception that the only reason to go to Bahamas is because of sharks. I mean, for for 30 years in the business, I didn't even have a shark dive, and we were one of the most popular dive destinations in the Caribbean. So we have the most diversified dive experiences, excluding the sharks, of I think anywhere in the Caribbean. So if you're not interested in sharks, or you want to do one day of sharks and see some other incredible diving, we have that as well. I mean, Bimini is just noted for its visibility. You know, it's the closest island to the mainland. We're 48 miles from South Florida, 20-minute flight or a two-hour ferry boat ride. And
it doesn't get any better. I mean, like you said, the sharks to me are like icing on the cake. I've done it a few times, and I want to go back and do these hammerheads. I haven't done this particular dive, but I've seen the hammerheads before. But like you said, it's the wild dolphin experience, the stingrays. They have like a little Stingray City dive they do over there. And and of course, you got the bull shark thing. You got just cool reefs, some really cool wreck dives.
Victory Reef down off South Cat Cay. It's about 10 miles south.
It doesn't get any better. It's easy, accessible, and you name it, they got it in the Bahamas. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
New Year's Eve still feels like the one night where anything is possible.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Let's raise a glass. Cheers to you, dear. I'm so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got the Dive God with me right now, Mr. Neil Watson, on the last broadcast of 2017. And, you know, a lot of stuff's been going on the past year. Holidays, we're all in holiday mood, or mode, I should say, and mood. And we got to talk about what the dive guide got for Christmas. But first, before we do, you know, we were talking about Bimini and the Hammerheads and all that stuff. You were planning some kind of special Christmas shoot over there your son.
You know, every year our buddy Captain Slate dresses up as an Easter Bunny.
Right.
And does an Easter Bunny dive. So I figured I would have to upstage him. So I sent a Santa suit over to my dive operation, and Neil Jr. wasn't available the day we had the videographer out. So I had one of my Bahamian dive masters
fill in to a
Hammerhead.
Oh, so we have like a Caribbean Santa.
I got a Caribbean Santa feeding the Hammerhead sharks. I'm telling you. Nobody else has that footage but me.
Interesting. Okay. But you haven't seen the footage yet. You're still kind of waiting to see what the results were. I mean, because Junior would have been perfect. He gets the beard and the whole thing going on.
He's got the beard. He's got the beard. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But, yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun to see. And you're right. It is a... I've seen a few folks, you know, diving. I got some of the videos from last week that came in from some of the divers that are dressing up as Santa and going down underwater. That's becoming fairly popular. I know Jeff, our buddy Jeff down there in Fort Lauderdale, he was doing that last week or last couple weeks.
Right.
You know, but you got to be careful because, you know, I see all these pictures and they're having the divers, you know, the Santas, you know, after the dive and he has his rig and he's taking some dive master girl and say, here, sit on my lap. And, ooh, boy, you're asking for trouble. And this whole environment, you got to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Boy,
nowadays, I'm afraid to shake hands with a woman.
Well, okay. Yeah, Neil's going to have to find a way around that because I know that he won't allow that.
Sexual harassment used to be graded in my office.
Okay. Yes, indeedy. All right. Well, we got that. But talking about holiday mode, right before Christmas last week, I got this list, and I think you forwarded it to me because you have actually a diver rum club. Which, you know, you don't dive and drink rum. However, when you're not diving, well, okay, he's the dive god. He can do whatever he wants. So, you know, but you have some of the, you know, like Peter Hughes is part of this, Paul Heumann, Ladd Atkins. I mean, it's a who's Ladd who Atkins, in the dive industry. Right. It's pretty cool.
Walt makes it out. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine when he's in town. Stuart Cope. I mean, we got the who's who of the diving industry and the rum connoisseurs. I mean, so many rums and only one liver. It just isn't right.
And so for the holidays, you guys got a new list of some magazine that rated the top 10 rums or something in the world. And you forwarded me this list, and I was like, hey, I'll go pick up one. I got the number two. Did you ever find number one or no?
Somebody tracked it down in Houston. A friend of Peter Hughes. Found it in a liquor store in Houston.
Yeah.
Total Wines has it, but they're out of it right now. But I'll track it down. We'll get it.
Well, is it Angostura or what is it? How do you say that? Do you know?
I don't know.
Angostura.
I got a picture.
Angostura.
Of it.
Yeah, number one.
I got a picture.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun. It's a great evening of some amazing stories. And of course, they get more and more embellished as the consumption of the rum increases.
Yes, at first it's rum. Like this is crap.
That's what you need to do. I mean, after the first of the year, we've been trying to pick dates, but this particular group also is pretty active in traveling and whatever. So to get us all pinned down at one place at the same time is kind of challenging. But when we lock in a date. It would be perfect to come and tape a show at our Dive God rum tasting.
I've tried to do a remote broadcast with you guys before, and it went, but I mean, I was like pulling teeth trying to get anything out of you guys. You had been drinking too much. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
Yeah.
Which makes for great radio, but I was like, if I'm in the middle of that too, it's going to just be a disaster. So I don't know. We'll have to figure that out somehow. Or I just got to start rum radio. Maybe that's new goal for 2018.
Hey, that's something to think about.
Yeah, it's been on the list for several years now. I mean, you know, as much as we have a tendency to do. I mean, you know, you travel around the world, you go to a place like the Bahamas, and you could buy a T-shirt or something. But when you go into a liquor store there and you realize the rum is cheaper than a bottle of water, then and this will be a much more memorable, souvenir than a stupid T-shirt. Hey, yeah. You have a tendency to get, quite the liquor cabinet developing on the home front there after all these dive travels. It just happens, right, Neil? It evolves over time. It's a good thing, I think. So maybe a rum club will be in our future. All right, well, Neil, I will talk to you next year, okay?
You got it, brother.
And we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving and the last one in 2017.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.